All right, brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles. I always love that. I kind of think of as a race, you know, Lord, start our engines, praise God. Isn't it wonderful? But how could we not hit it like that when there's a passion that the Holy Ghost is allowed to give in this love that's beaten in our hearts for this? But if you'd open your Bibles tonight, we're going back to the 24th chapter of Genesis. We're in Galatians, but the 24th chapter of Genesis. And always mentioned here as a precious bridal story. And I am thankful to God that we see that. But I'm praying earnestly, Lord, let us see that this is the proposal. There's no story here. This is God proposing to you. And I'm so thankful to God that this has been opened up to us. I'm so thankful that this revelation has been made full to us. And praise be to God, He's taken us deep into these things. But we left off last week in the 13th verse. And we left off to where the servant, Eliezer, that type of the Holy Ghost, has left the kingdom. Sent by the master to find that bride, to find the wife for the master's son. And praise be to God, what a journey it's been, how they've agreed on this. And praise the Lord as we search scripture to know that this was agreed. Man, ages past doesn't even get it. How about beginning? And let your head explode on that one. Someday we'll hit Omega and praise be to God that it'll be face to face, and we will still never even apprehend all the glory in that for the ages to come. Praise His name. But let's go ahead and pick it up from the 12th verse. And here we have that servant, the Holy Ghost, here speaking. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink. And I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Behold, praise be to God. What a word. And we're just going to the first one there in verse 13 right now. Behold means to take note. There's an important announcement. Something needs to be noticed. And he says here, I stand by the well of water. And brothers and sisters, let us know right now that that is the only place that the Holy Ghost stands always is at the well. It's always the word that's with him. Praise be to God, it's that way. And the reason it's that way is because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. And it's always going to be truth in love with the Holy Ghost. There's people that might quote a lot of scriptures, be able to know a lot of head knowledge about the truth, but unless it's anointed of the Holy Ghost, there'll be no love. And without love, brothers and sisters, there's not going to be any profit in it. And God lets us know that very clearly. But as we've been reading and how exciting this is this servant has all that belongs to the master. He's got it all. He's taking the things of Christ, brothers and sisters, and he applies it to us in love. As we even began tonight, faith which worketh by love. And praise be to God, we'll never believe the word of God until we really begin to get a vision and lay hold of really how much he loves us. As the Word of God tells us in that precious prayer by Paul there in Ephesians, that we may know the love of Christ. That's the goal. That's the mark that is. It's the prize. It's Jesus, his very heart, brothers and sisters, how much he loves us. The very beginning we saw that, each one of us, as we came to know him as Savior. He loved us so much he died. But that was just the beginning. And as we've rejoiced, it's Paul was pleading with those brothers there in Hebrews. God help us. How shall we neglect so great salvation? They're saved as saved could be. But God help us not neglect it. How complete it is. How incredible the offering. Praise the Lord of how much love is in that blood. Praise God. Now, the Spirit and truth doctrine, brothers and sisters, that's what this is getting at. This is the Holy Ghost. And he's got all of the Master's belongings with him. He's got the Word of God. He's right there at the well. And that Spirit and truth doctrine is always searching for the Son's bride. That is the eternal purpose. That is the Holy Ghost's supreme purpose. Right here before our eyes, brothers and sisters, I must find the goodly pearl. I must find, praise God, the readied wife for my master's son. And so the servant stands there. And again, only with the word of God, taking the things of Christ and making them ours. And you think then, that should be the obvious proof of who she is. She's the one, praise God, who has taken all of him. She is the one, praise God, that has taken all of the doctrine. She has taken it so much, brothers and sisters, that she is like him in every way. As those four living ones are so clear, a description, a depiction. No, they're, praise God, Christ in me, the hope of glory himself. In every way, shape, and form. I'm so grateful to God, they're just like Jesus. Because they've grown up into him in all things. It's marvelous, brothers and sisters. This is the transformation of the sons of God. This is the from glory to glory life. And I'm grateful to God, the clarity that's in the scriptures. We don't have to bend this, morph this, turn this. It's just what it is. The pattern is woven all over and over and over in the Word of God. And thanks be to God, where he wants that pattern woven over and over and over is in you. And praise the Lord, the righteousness of saints. That wedding garment, hallelujah, here we go. What a weaving it becomes, praise his name. But here we go, we see that these are the candidates that come forth. And you notice here that the candidates in verse 13 are the daughters of the men of the city. And what have they done? They've come out to draw water. See, even the candidates, brothers and sisters, the ones that might be part of the selection of the wife, they're going to be found only in one place. They're found by the well. The virgins even all have a love for the truth. But as we will see the difference, brothers and sisters, between the candidates or the many virgins and the winner, the chaste virgin, the difference is what do they do with the water from the well? What do they do with the water? And the first thing we'll get at, and we'll start touching on it tonight, is we all got a pitcher. We're all a vessel. Are we going to let him fill it up? Praise the Lord. Are we going to draw deep by God's grace? Is our life going to be a life at the well? Hallelujah. And then from there, brothers and sisters, what will we do with the water? Will it be applied in our lives? Will we allow it to be anointed of the Holy Ghost? Will it be the truth and love message? Will it be the word of his grace that will be allowed to build us up? See, that's the difference. That's the difference between many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. There is a difference, brothers and sisters. The word works effectually in them that believe. Praise God. It's not just here. The transformation is here. And we become like him. And the only explanation I can give you of we become like him is you begin to love. You begin to love beyond you. You begin to stand back and say, who is that guy? I start to begin to listen to the words that come out of this mouth. And I know that ain't me. I start watching and observing and saying, Lord, you're touching people. And I know that ain't me. It's marvelous. It's all glory to God. It's the reality of it all. People want to know, how do you know that the Lord exists? The grace of God. Praise his name. Now remember, as we start this here again tonight, this is the city of Nahor. And remember Nahor snorting? I prefer panting. But it means to pant, heavy breathing. Praise be to God. And see, again, that's where she's going to be found. The ones that are panting after him. See, in this place where this well is, praise God, there's a zeal of the Lord there. The zeal of the Lord isn't in how religious I can be. The zeal of the Lord isn't, you know, how many good deeds I can do. The zeal of the Lord is the truth. Do I really want to know the truth? And do I want to know the truth in love? Not the truth that I can go around correcting everybody. Not the truth that, you know what, I win Bible trivia every year. But I know him. He's my friend. And praise be to God, he's becoming my lover. I know him. The intimate knowledge of a husband and wife. Praise the Lord. That's the calling that he has for us at this time. But you see, brothers and sisters, this is the life of these ones. They desire, because grace has touched their life, to see the scripture truly, that they grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They didn't necessarily have that verse back then, but it was the same thing. It was there. It was grace. Faith, praise God. Believing the Lord. Believing the Lord that he loved them. Believing the Lord that he called them, that he chose them. Somehow, some way, God, you called me out from this old mess. And you called me to you, and I believe you. And over, you've proved your love for us. I've seen it down through the family. I've seen it down through all of these ones. But praise be to God, I now see it for me. But see, these are the ones that are feasting on the word of his grace. These daughters, praise the Lord, they're family, aren't they? They're saved, but it's precious because they even want more. They want more truth. And here they come down to the well. And I love that, brothers and sisters. And notice again and again, they come out from the city to the well. You will never really go to the well when you stay with the familiar. You will never really go to the well until you come unto him. Go unto him without the camp. A lot of times we try to go to the out from the camp, but you know what? All we did was walk in a big circle in the camp because you didn't go unto him. I've seen a lot of people try to separate themselves, brothers and sisters. Only the Lord can do it. Let God. And you're going to see how preciously this precious sister allowed God to separate her. And see, it becomes drilling down time now. And the evidence is going to come forth now that the goodly pearl is going to shine radiant. Let's go ahead and hit that 14th verse again. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she. Thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. See, brothers and sisters, it's let. The wondrous work of grace comes forth because she lets him. You see, brothers and sisters, the anointing in our life is when we let grace reign. When we let God do it. When we let God do everything in our lives. And here he speaks of whom he is seeking and what the evidence is going to be of her that will come forth as the winner of all. It's truly the one that's going to have an ear. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And let me tell you something, the Spirit's speaking loud and clear. And I pray, God, we take note. I pray, God, we arise. I pray, God, we awake. I pray, God, we quit murmuring. Because them bones wax in the desert. And they never go in. And they don't. We're living in the time of a joy unspeakable and full of glory. We're living at a time of a race course right now where we can finish with a full joy. We're living in a time of a better thing. And I read of my brothers and sisters of the Old Testament, man, were they some joyous folks. Could they sing praise God in the night? Could they praise him, praise God, in the valley? Daniel singing in the lion's den. Those three Hebrew children, they were having a party in the furnace. I'm confident by the grace of God in many ways they didn't ever want to come out of there. He's here. Hallelujah. And you know what? We're not just okay. We're praising the Lord. Praise be to God. And God's doing that right now. He's doing it in every family. I'm just praying again. God, enlighten the eyes of our understanding to what you're doing. You're growing us up. Praise God. You're proving yourself faithful in our lives. Isn't that awesome? I'm so thankful that Christ in me, oh my goodness, the hope of glory. But here is what he's saying. Let down thy pitcher. It's clear, isn't it? Praise God. Got to let it down. Got to let it go. Allow him to draw it deep. Surrender to my leading. Be attentive and obedient to the leading of this truth and love message. Listen to how beautiful my master's son is. Sit for a while. Listen to how much, matter of fact, he wants to share everything with you. And he's got it, doesn't he? See, praise be to God, brothers and sisters, as the Word of God tells us, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It's done. Hallelujah. God encourage us truly to want to know more of this scripture. This birthright, inheritance, praise the Lord, everything is right here, and we have been given it all. But so perfectly has the Lord has been drawing our hearts to get to this point again, as it says so clearly in Galatians 4:1, even though born of God, you are Lord of all, you will never be anything in knowledge but a servant in that palace unless you grow up into what your inheritance is. And that's the truth. How many times have we heard it? God's precious children living like paupers. Not even paupers. Wallowing with pig in mud. It's the truth. We're seated right now. What a chair it is. Praise the Lord. And he's got even the midst of the throne awaiting if you want it. Do you know he sees you there? He does. There's nothing more that he desires for us to come to that full knowledge of what he wants. I remember, and I can talk about her a little bit tonight. She's with my boy at a game. But I remember proposing to my wife and wooing her. And being able to tell her the things that I saw for us. How wonderful. Most of the time all I could say was just being together. Praise the Lord. How much more so with Jesus. But you think again, how detailed he speaks of the evidence that's going to be performed in her. It's very detailed, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? Praise be to God. That prayer was there. She's going to give evidence because she's going to do this and this and this. But it's not going to be her doing anything. It's going to be me performing it all in her. She's going to be a willing vessel that will perform every bit of the desire of the Lord in her. Can you imagine that? Willing and doing of his good pleasure. And here she goes. She doesn't know a thing except praise be to God. She's showing up. She was drawn to the well. Hallelujah. And God performs it all. He really does. Listen to how beautiful this is about letting this be performed. Because this was a divine appointment. We just read about it. She was appointed of him. Praise be to God. Know it. This was no accident. Praise God. This was an appointment set in ages past for her to come to this point that she would hear this precious, 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 precious proposal. But again, this evidence that she'll let down that pitcher, that she will give me drink, that she will give drink to my camels. See, that's Paul's gospel there, brothers and sisters. It's specific. It's right to the point. It's exact. There's no guesstimate here. It's love, and it's loving his appearing. Amen? Praise God it is. And it's a rule, as we read as well, too, in Galatians. As many as live by this rule, and what is the rule? The grace of God. Amen? Amen. It's there for you. It's undeserved. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely incredible. It is mind-blowing. But it's exactly what he wants for us. Praise be to God. I'm so excited about his passion for us, brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful for the love and the provision that he's given us all things for this to be performed in our lives. See, she so loves this well that she's drawn to it. She so loves this well, praise God, that she's going to share it. Nothing's done in murmuring. She's ready as the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, as we'll get into this story. She's always looking to the needs of the family. She's not concerned about herself. She's just, praise God, a vessel, a precious vessel being used of the Lord. Praise God how she distributes. She's lovely. Her speech is comely. She's truly a vessel who adds to the usefulness of her husband. She shall say drink. She will give drink to the camels also. She is encouraged that the only way to overcome the beast. Uh-oh. What did he just say? I'm talking about that flesh to be brought low. The only way it's ever going to happen, brothers and sisters, is the word of his grace. It's the truth. You know it. How many times have we tried to say, well, I'm going to stop doing this and I'm going to start living like this, and it doesn't work, does it? It just doesn't. And praise the Lord, I believe the Lord's got an old sermon on that one on Sunday, if you tarry. It's a good one, praise God. It's always good because it's from him. But it's so precious, brothers and sisters, that we can just expect from the well. And praise God, that drink that will never thirst again, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, that's the power from on high. That's the power of his might. This is, if he be for me, who could be against me time? I'm so thankful to God that we know that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. It's who we are. And the word of God opens our eyes, brothers and sisters. It gives us vision in love. And when you get a vision in love, you start to understand what's the truth and what's a lie. You start to believe, don't you? You start to forget those things which are behind, and praise God, you begin to press on. You start understanding that I don't need to live by the fears of the past. I don't need to live by my memories. Praise be to God, I live by faith. And my grace is sufficient for today. Hallelujah. It's just the way it is. Now, she sees not just the need of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters. She sees the need to be full of the Holy Ghost. She wants a full picture. Praise God. We're going to read that her life is a life where she has surrendered it all. And then, as I mentioned here a moment ago in verse 14, it says, let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. See, God's appointed her. He has. You have to understand and wake up to it. God's appointed you. You're there by the well tonight. Praise God. This isn't just some story. This is happening right now. That's the beauty of this. Let God turn it on. Get a visual of this. The text version ain't going to get it. It's got to be a vision, brothers and sisters. It has to work effectually. We have to see ourselves by God's grace. This is him speaking this to you. It's so awesomely wonderful. I love it. Turn, if you think about this appointed, turn over to Romans chapter 9. Many places in the Word of God that preach this love story and how he cares for us and how he saw us in Christ in ages past, brothers and sisters. But in Romans chapter 9, verse 14, it says, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, now listen to this, this is God. And we need to stop of ourselves and understand this is God. That means shut up. Be still and know that I am God. Quit thinking in our own minds. Quit trying to reason stuff out. His promises are yea and amen. It is impossible for God to lie. His word endureth forever. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I can get that. How about you? Huh? Isn't that something? And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Well, you know, that even starts to make me even feel more comfortable. God's having great compassion on me. He has great mercy on me. Praise be to God. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. It's just, that's who he is. He's beyond. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up. Don't get excited about leaders. Don't. God was in control of them then. God's in control of them now. So again, I'll say it nicely. Be quiet. Even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Isn't that awesome to think that he raised up that Pharaoh? And he did. For all of that battle with Moses and the people to show forth the faithfulness and the power of God. What a God. What'd he say there? I have appointed the wicked for the day of evil. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Okay? He knows hearts. He didn't make them that way. I want you to understand that. But he knows a heart. And he'll meet a heart with what that heart's going to meet it with. It wants to be hard? It'll be hard. God will never force you. He'll never force you. But as our sweet sister said, he sure make you wish you had. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much longsuffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? You talk about the longsuffering that's going on right now. He's a patient God. I can't imagine he hasn't just wiped it out yet. And here we go. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. And there you are. Praise the Lord, there you are. That's you he's speaking of. You have been prepared for that purpose, glory, to bestow his glory upon, and praise be to God if you want it, to be descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Praise his name. It's so wonderfully perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Now, called, chosen. And these are vessels, brothers and sisters, that are called solely for the Master's use. And more specifically, for the Master's Son. As the Word of God tells us, the true worshiper. That's who he's seeking. That will worship him in spirit and in truth. This is the heart of that one. And you think of the kindness and the honor. Praise God. The greatest praise to the glory of his grace. As we believe this and take this for our own. You talking about pleasing the Father? It's beyond. The rejoicing. Do you understand the precious pleasure in the Godhead right now as we're rejoicing in the promises of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? You talk about, now, again, not that we've apprehended, but I'm going to tell you something. We're pressing by God's grace. We're reaching, again, by God's grace. And that's not an effort of us. It's called the heart pounding. I'm hoping for that day. Not an if, but a when. Hallelujah. That when he shall appear, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to be able to hug him and love him with a body like unto his own. Being able to say things to him that now I even understand. But the Holy Ghost, praise God, it's just all in all. Hallelujah. How wonderful it will be. But brothers and sisters, this is the heart of her. This is the one, praise God, that truly seeks him and worships him in spirit and in truth. Now going back to verse 15. It says, "And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder." This is one of the outstanding verses in the entire Word of God. The appearance of that radiant beauty. The appearance of the Lamb's wife. Before this servant, and I love this, before the Holy Ghost had done speaking, before his prayer was even complete, the call of the Lord had already brought her out. The appointment was there, praise be to God, for the proposal of all ages, "Will you marry my master's son?" I remember my first visit to the well. I've told you many times it was in a parking lot. I sure wasn't thinking of God that night. Matter of fact, I was just downright ornery. But before I got back to that car and before my hand hit the handle of that door, I was on my knees speaking in other tongues again. And I heard him speak to me, "Son, will you marry me?" It's amazing the place that the well appears. You got a chance, I'm telling you, you really do. Because I would have squished me, burnt me, sizzled me up long before that moment. But God. And boy, did he have an appointment. At that moment, all of those wonderful teachings, all those times I heard about Jesus, as I even smile today, all those times I laid asleep in that pew, as my head would nod and I'd get a little jerk on the back of my hair. Wake up. It all came together because of the love of God. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, she appears. And she appears as only the glory of God can do it. The Holy Ghost says, "Behold." Listen to that. Behold. Take note. Here she is. The stunning glory of man. That's who she is. She's the glory of man. It's as if his speech is even taken away. You ever had that happen to you when you just saw something so awesomely beautiful? Might be nature itself. I remember walking up to the rim of that Grand Canyon. I said, "Oh, well, this is pretty immense. This is neat," as you start walking up there. And then it was like, Took a while to even get a wow. But he couldn't speak. He stopped. Before he could get it done, there she was, mesmerized by her beauty. I think about the Word of God where it says heaven will even be quiet for the space of a half an hour. I believe you know who arrived. Does it all come together? Do you see how he loves you? This isn't for some far off time. This wasn't just a beautiful story to read. This is the Word of life. These words are alive. And they're alive, praise God, in the vessels that are looking and loving his appearing. I'll tell you that. But she has the glory of God. Just as Esther, when Ahasuerus, when she came out before him, you know, he didn't really expect her to be there, did he? She just had to come out. "I got to go now." A lot of people, maybe even herself, she thought, "Well, I'm going to die." When he caught a glimpse of her, the only thing he could utter, "It's all yours. What's yours is mine." The beauty just struck him. "It's all yours, honey." And again, brothers and sisters, this is what's going on right now in those who believe and hear this calling. Those by God's grace who will draw near with the full assurance of faith believing this. Amen? You know, this sister didn't expect this, did she? She loved the Lord. She was living by grace. Hallelujah. And she was just doing the things that she was called to do, that was set before her. But God saw a heart and he drew her. He drew her to a message. Sounds like a lot of folk I know. Do you notice when she got to that well, she was the first one? Do you notice how it was the time when all of them were coming down, but it was like everybody else vanished? Do you notice when you read this, it was like she just appeared and there wasn't anybody else there? It's so endless in its types, shadows. He kind of just takes you away, doesn't he? Aren't we kind of there right now thinking about this? A oneness in him? We're a body, praise God. His precious body. Now, he's mesmerized by her beauty. She's been drawn in full assurance of faith. And praise be to God, in a moment, she's going to receive the faith to say, it's mine, mine, mine. All is mine. Rebecca came out. Rebecca, isn't that something? See, she's no longer just one of the damsels. She's not just a she, she's not a her. Let me find her, let me find she. Rebecca came out. She's got a name. And brothers and sisters, what a name it is. Rebecca, as it says here, daughter of Bethuel, daughter of the house of God. She's got something going on. Hallelujah. You talk about stock. Granddaughter of Nahor. We already know what that is. Panting. There's zeal, praise God, in them bones. And Milcah was her grandma. Means queen. How about Mother Grace? Praise God. You think about what was placed in this sister's life. Wife of Isaac, mother of Esau and Jacob. Her name is usually explained from the Arabic. And in the Arabic, it means a tightrope for animals, like a noose that you would put around an animal's neck. The root in Hebrew, and its only meaning, is a hitching place or a stall. So it means to take that little animal, put a rope around it, and hitch it to a post. Now, what does this all mean? It means that this is a special animal. It means that it's one that's protected. It means that this is an animal that's not allowed to venture off. Kind of captive, wouldn't you say? Maybe even a prisoner of his love. I don't think we have to stretch this too far. Just, it is what it is. See, these were the animals that they used to call the fatted calf. And that's the truth. These were the animals that were the calf of the stall. They were often literally a tied up lamb. And here's the best part of it. The reason that they were the calf of the stall or the tied up lamb, it was because these were the animals that were particularly choice and fat. So I believe that we could conclude that maybe Rebecca's name means fat lamb. I always remember a precious pastor. By God's grace, fat sheep. Amen? Amen. This is the evidence, brothers and sisters. And as we close, you think about, there's the fat lamb, always with the precious emptied pitcher on her shoulder as she heads for the well. Praise God. We're heading for the well, I believe, on a Wednesday night Bible study. His grace has brought you to head to the well. And it's not just here. It's not just these walls. We know that. I pray, God, that heading to the well is moment by moment. Because it's the life we now live. We live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen? Amen. How wonderful. See, this is a willing vessel, brothers and sisters, so Christ-like, as the description will take it on. The pitcher obviously completely emptied, only looking for fulfillment from the well. Aren't we finding in our lives more and more that the only fulfillment we really have is truth and love? Isn't it wonderful? God's doing a precious work too in that to help us along. We're finding out more and more this world has nothing to offer. It's okay. When your heart is set on the affections of the things of this world, you got a broken heart right now. You live in fear. You're sad. You might be angry. You might be ready to just explode. But what a time for Jesus. And what a time to really fall in love with the Lord. And not just as some consolation. As the prize. It's time, brothers and sisters. And you talk about the great grace. Sure, there's lots of things pulling at us right now. Sure, there's lots of entertainment and lots of man's knowledge and lots of this and that. But praise be to God, you see it all falling apart. No matter how smart, no matter how educated, war is in the heart of man. And it's coming. And it's coming like a freight train. Praise the Lord. I delight in the truth. I'm sad for this old world. I really am. It's been a beautiful place in a lot of ways. A lot of beautiful things, but growing ugly real fast. Because we know the prince and the power of this air is Satan himself. Aren't you thankful that you know that we're not in the kingdom age yet? You see how confused you'd be without rightfully dividing the word of truth? We live in the age that there'll be a famine for the word of God. We live in the age that the love of many is waxing cold. We know that this is not the age of the great revival. This is the age of the great departure. Do you understand that, right? Praise God. You say, how could you say that smiling? Because it's his word. Because when you see these things start to happen, look up. If you know the truth and this story by God's grace has gripped your heart and you're allowing it to grow in you to love his appearing, you're in good standing. Matter of fact, you're standing so good you're just about ready to take flight. I believe they call that edge of the nest time. Praise his name. But brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. Because see, her fulfillment being the well, she's about to meet her double portion. She is. She's a daughter. Amen. She's been called out as a daughter. And she's going to walk away knowing that now she has the call on her life of the daughter-in-law. Amen. It's so wonderful. It's so evident. It's so perfectly apparent over and over in the Word of God that this is the age of the double portion. How could it be a better thing? There it is. And this precious sister knew it, didn't she? She never saw it with her eyes. But boy, she heard it and she heard it and she took it really fast. And you think it wasn't a bad place she was in. It was a good place. That was a loving family. They loved one another greatly. You'll read on about them and how much love that family had. Laban was a little ornery fella. But it wasn't a bad place to be. Peaceful. A lot of good times in the Lord. But oh my, the master's son is calling me. And he's so rich in his love. One night at the well, that's all it took. One night. And it was changed forever, wasn't it? Oh, there was a journey to go after that.
I don't know if we'll even get to that. But it was just one moment at the well. What do you think? Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for the intimacy. God, I just ask that you richly open our hearts tonight to realize truly how wondrously exciting this proposal is. And Lord, I pray for every life here and everyone that might hear this. May it never grow old. If we listen to things like this and say, oh, I've heard that, or oh, I know that, God help us. Lord, bring that fervent desire into our hearts. Lord, let us be as that young roe that just rises up, and we're in the time of the courtship. We're in the time of the engagement. What an exciting time it is, Jesus. And Lord, help us rejoice in it. Don't let us miss the best part, because it's right here. Lord, help our unbelief tonight. Help us to feast, Lord God. Help us to draw deep and drink of that cup of salvation and please you fully. We give you the praise now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.